When I think of trumpets, I think of jazz music in Canberra. I hadn't been exposed to much jazz until I left home, and then I discovered it in dark bars and basements. I remember one room full of red lamps and lounges. These seemed like very cool places to hang out, listen to musicians playing live, having fun improvising. Jazz was really popular among the Christians I knew because the pastor of our church was a trained saxophonist who'd almost become a jazz musician, but in the end felt God call him to be a pastor instead. And so he tried to see how he could bring both his faith and his love of jazz together. The music we're listening to just now is by jazz musician Kumsy Washington. He released this album a few years ago called Heaven and Earth. He wanted people to listen to this music and hear the two sides of reality. Earth, which are the things, the objects we can see around us. And then heaven, the spiritual dimension, the way we see the world around us. Washington says people tend to look at the earth and think that is all there is to reality. But he goes on to say, in my opinion, I've always felt that what you think and what you believe is what is creating that reality. Playing music, playing particularly jazz for Washington, is a spiritual act. And to be spiritual means seeing this connection between heaven and earth, hearing something more than what you can just see, yearning for heaven and earth to draw together and a new reality unfold, a better reality. Washington wants change. He's dissatisfied with the reality that he sees around him. Does anyone else ever feel that way? As a black man in the US, he wants the world to change, where people don't look at him and see him as a potential threat just because of the color of his skin. He wants to live in a place where everyone can thrive. And so he plays on his saxophone, pouring his longing into every note he makes, believing that there is more, that a new reality is possible. His music has become associated with the Black Lives Matter movement, which is not so surprising because he knows the history of jazz. Jazz was part of the civil rights movement, bringing all sorts of people together, moving and grooving, and it was a space where black musicians could sing out of their lived experience. Washington says jazz calls people to hear, to protest, and to dance. He says this music is still very much needed by a new generation. There's been a lull, and jazz has become in some ways niche, or has been relegated to a thing of the past. So many of the famous jazz musicians seem to come from the past, don't they? Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Nina Simone. But now it's made a little bit of a comeback. So as musicians push the envelope of jazz, as they experiment and play, they invite us into this feast for the ears, to hear, to protest, and to dance, to step into something new. This is what we're invited into this morning, the Feast of Trumpets, Leviticus 23:23. Yahweh said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of Sabbath rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blasts. Do no regular work, but present a food offering to Yahweh. Hear the trumpet blow. It's been a while. There's been a pause in the feast. A lull has followed since the spring festivals. Summer has rolled through. Things have settled into the ordinary and normal rhythms of life. Maybe complacency has crept in. Maybe God and God's ways have faded into the background. And then on the first day of the seventh month, there is this blast of trumpets into the quiet morning. Or maybe it begins in the evening. For Jewish people, the day actually begins as the sun sets. In the darkness, there is this sound. The peace is disturbed by this noise. The Feast of Trumpets signals the first in a series of high holy days, which begins, perhaps not surprisingly, in the seventh month of the year. We know by now how significant the number seven is, don't we? It's everywhere. There are 6 days of work, And then on the seventh day, there is rest and worship. There are 6 years to farm the land. And in the seventh year, the land is to rest and worship. This pattern carries on into the formation of a year, with the seventh month being a particularly significant time for rest and worship. The seventh month works out to be around September, October in our calendars. Seven reminds us of creation, God doing something new. In fact, nowadays, and this gets a little confusing, because while Jewish people still celebrate this festival, the calendar they follow has changed. So now the Feast of Trumpets is often considered to be the beginning of the new year for the Jewish people. Whatever calendar you are following, the day begins with a sound from an instrument that makes a lot of noise. That's what trumpets do, right? There were all different types of trumpets in Israel. There were silver trumpets and trumpets created from horns known as the shofar. This is a very small shofar I have here. The point is that it projects a loud sound. The trumpet is the instrument you use when you want to get people's attention, when you want people to be able to hear. Trumpets were used to gather the tribes together, kind of like a school bell bringing everyone in. Trumpets were used in battle to signal to the troops when it was time to charge and attack. Trumpets are famously used in the Battle of Jericho. You remember the people of Israel walk around the city walls while seven priests blow trumpets. And then on the seventh day, the trumpeters, and this time also the people, shout and the walls come tumbling down. The trumpet blows to announce that Yahweh rules. Now, this is what would often happen when you wanted to announce the arrival of a normal human king. The trumpeters would play, and the people would hear and know that the king is in their midst. The trumpets for this festival would blow on the first day of the seventh month and continue throughout the day, short and long blasts from the priests. The trumpets are played to honor and celebrate the king, not just of a nation, but the one who rules the heavens and the earth. There is a God who has authority over the earth and is active in this world. Sometimes, in fact, when God visibly appears, people describe the voice of God like the sound of a trumpet. Such a sound fills them with awe, brings them face down in worship. The trumpets call people to recognize this deeper reality, to recognize heaven. And remember that there is more than just what we can see around us. Hear the trumpet blow, announcing that God is coming, a new reality is coming. What you see is not all that there is. The trumpet also plays in protest. When I think of trumpets, I also think of the time I spent in Canberra at the War Memorial for an assignment that was all about capturing the sound of a place. I sat inside next to the unknown soldier and I listened and recorded the echoes of people talking, water trickling from a fountain nearby, crows croaking. At the end of the day, people gathered and a musician played The Last Post. The book The Narrow Road to the Deep North digs into this. I don't know if anyone has read this novel, but Flanagan tells the horrific story of what it was like to be an Australian prisoner of war during World War II, forced to work on the Burma Railway in the middle of the jungle while starving to death. The book forces you to confront evil, what people are capable of doing to one another. One of the prisoners, Jimmy, plays music at the funerals that happen in that jungle. It's a quote from the book. And though his whole body was aflame while playing this terrible bugle call, this music of death, still he played on, hearing it anew, not understanding what it meant, hating that they had died, knowing that he had to keep playing this music he hated above all other music, but was determined to never stop playing. He plays in lament and protest. Jimmy wants change. He wants an end to the war and the captivity of having to see his friends die. Music can stir us or give voice to almost voiceless emotions. Don't you think some feelings seem to have no words? Some sorrow seems too heavy to be articulated. Not everyone settles into complacency. Some are dissatisfied in our world, normally those on the margins. Music can speak when we have no words, acknowledging evil, protesting against all that is wrong. The Feast of Trumpets announces God's rule. As the people of Israel hear this, what they are hearing is the call to get ready. Get ready to be part of God's kingdom, which means to be prepared to oppose all that is evil and wrong in the world and to stand up for what is good and loving and just. The sound of the shofar is the call to repent, to look back and examine how have my words, my thoughts, my actions contributed to what is still wrong in the world. In later Jewish tradition, they would actually picture a book of life, where every act, word, and thought of each person would be written down during the year. They would ask, have we been faithful to the covenant we made with Yahweh? Even in the quiet months of the year, in the lull, how faithfully have I lived God's ways? 10 days after this feast would be the Day of Atonement, which would deal with sin, all the wrong that had accumulated during the past year. But before that day, came this space to be honest and confront the sin in their lives and in the world around them. It was a time to confess and repent and lift up their protests to God for where they longed to see God act and rule more fully. We are often very polite, at least in our public worship. We don't tend to hear angry music in a church setting or people protesting to God or weeping, do we? Maybe that's because we're used to the way things are. We're complacent. Maybe we've kind of embraced and settled into the lull, just accepting the reality we see. Maybe some of us need to spend some time in dark bars and basements listening to music from people who know deeply both pain and joy and learn from them what it means to truly and wholeheartedly long for God. It's often out of that pain, is it not? The joy rises up. Hear the trumpets play and dance. Dance like there are brass bands playing on the street. So like Latino Americans in West Side Story, dance. They are dancing on the streets, celebrating both their culture and their new home. The music and the dancing is joyous and defiant. Literally, the choreographer of the number shared that the day they were filming, it was so hot and humid that Ariana, who plays Anita, had her shoes actually melt and had to be replaced a few times. Yet she kept dancing because this is a dance full of hope. They dance even in the difficulties, hoping that there is a new reality possible. How much more reason do we have to dance and celebrate? Don't we know something of who God is? Don't we know that God is good and merciful? The King has come and his name is Jesus. Music and singing are what the people of God do. Trumpets and harps and lyres playing together, singing good news. We are to dance good news. The Psalms sing about voices and trumpets mingling together, people shouting with joy along with the blasts of the trumpets in response to God coming. Donald Miller wrote about this a while back when he spoke about when you encounter Jesus, his love, it hits you deep. So this is a quote from him. I think loving Jesus is something you feel. I think it's something very difficult to get on paper, but it is no less real, no less meaningful, no less beautiful. The first generation out of slavery invented jazz music. It is a music birthed out of freedom. And that is the closest thing I know to Christian spirituality. A music birthed out of freedom. Everybody sings their song in the way they feel it. Everybody closes their eyes and lifts up their hands. Feasts, as you've seen throughout the last few weeks, are celebrations. They are a peak event, breaking up the ordinary and providing this chance for people to get together and have some fun, express their love as they remember who God is. Our emotions need to be engaged in worship. This feast builds on the other feasts we have seen by including sound and music to help people celebrate. Help us to feel voices joining together, feet joining together. Worshipping God can be a deeply joyful experience. Knowing God is a delight. What you believe, what you feel, it shapes reality. We are in the lead up to Easter, the greatest Christian celebration in our calendar year. This is the time when we mark Jesus' death and resurrection. How will you mark it? I normally encourage the church to consider buying fair trade chocolate. Sometimes there are cards we can sign that are sent to chocolate companies as well. This is a small act of protest against exploitation, particularly against the use of children forced to work in dangerous conditions in cocoa farms rather than going to school. Such an act can shake us out of the complacency it's so easy to sit in. What can move us is feeling. We become dissatisfied, moved to protest this reality. And we also celebrate. Because of these small acts, things have shifted. Chocolate companies have felt the pressure and have investigated their supply chains more. Some conditions have improved. God's kingdom is coming. Maybe you also saw the good news this week that Australia has committed to taking in more refugees, particularly from Afghanistan. The church across the denominations are one of the loudest and consistent voices in this call. The church protests and we celebrate when we see signs of the kingdom coming. We do all this because of Jesus, because of his death and resurrection. The trumpet sounds and we are to hear, to protest, to dance. The festival of trumpets points to Jesus' return. The king has come and is coming. Trumpets are associated with the day of the Lord, with how it all ends. Paul says that when Jesus returns, he will come as the Christ. Finally and fully establishing his kingdom, trumpets will herald his coming. When that new era dawns, the trumpets will sound so loudly that the dead will rise from their graves. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Don't settle too much into the lull, into complacency, into despair, into thinking this is all that there is. The King is coming. Let's declare that this Easter.